Governor Whitmer yesterday made the announcement, and you're hearing maybe some of the news stories. I saw a Detroit Free Press story and a Detroit News story, and I thought there might be more details, but it's kind of funny the way this is worded, of how there's not a lot of details. She was helping to open Motorbella, the car show going on at the M1 Concourse in Pontiac.
Mm-hmm.
And the announcement is that Michigan could have the first in the nation wireless charging infrastructure on a public road.
Yeah.
Could be first. Indiana right now is preparing to test technology, but they're doing it on a test track. Michigan would be doing this on an actual roadway if it actually happens.
In southeast Michigan, yeah.
Yeah. This is where I love. This is the way that I see the story reading. A one-mile stretch of road somewhere in Wayne, Oakland, or Macomb counties.
Yeah, somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It's not like it's a big geographic area.
No.
And just 1 mile stretch.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be picked a host called the Inductive Vehicle Charging Pilot.
Hmm.
The Michigan Department of Transportation actually is planning to issue a request on September 28th. Like that's next week.
That's
how quickly they want to jump on this. And then the next part of the story is, it's not clear how the technology would work, how soon the pilot project would be operational, or how much it might cost. Other than that...
So it'll be wireless, and people just drive that mile, and it charges the vehicle. I don't know what that means or threatens to places where they're putting in the charging stations with the plugs and everything.
Well, that's some of the question is if this is going to be the roadways of the future, although... be a lot, because you already have roadways that if they were going to be reconfigured, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. They'd have to put them in a lot of places, not just in one.
Yeah.
And I guess from what I understand, it would, well, how they collect from people or whatever, and I guess it would be like a toll road? Hard telling.
Yeah,
it's still to come.
Yeah. Questions that need answers. Indiana, it says here, the project that they're using uses magnetizable concrete.
Yeah.
Which enables wireless charging of electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But again, Michigan's request is for the proposal to become effective on public roads. Indiana right now is doing a test track. So we'd be the first on a public road. As the governor said, Michigan was home to the first mile of paved road. And now we're paving the way for the roads of tomorrow with innovative infrastructure that will support the economy and in the environment and help us achieve our goal of carbon neutrality by 2050. It's suggested that the potential to charge vehicles, as well as buses and things, too,
mm-hmm.
even
mm-hmm.
beyond just what we think right. about ourselves, trucks and stuff. It's expected that if this could prove successful, the electrified roadways have the potential to accelerate autonomous vehicles that could increase their usage faster than already being anticipated or hoped for.
Right.
Well, I suppose. I mean, again, the question you mentioned today, we might have charging stations being talked about, but there's still an issue of how you get from here to there and making sure that you have enough juice.
And then my question, you're just talking about the self-driving vehicles, et cetera. I'm just wondering how they handle ice and snow and sleet on the highway.
And this goes to how I would weather like this affect a charging situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I mean, you have expectations of your vehicle being charged as you drive. It would weather affect it?
Haven't I heard that they're trying to develop technology in which those roads would also melt?
Probably.
Yeah.
You can get driveways and things that melt already.
Right,
so I would imagine. But what kind of cost is it going to be to build those? Yeah, but there are people sitting around a room, and they're probably asking all these same kind of questions that we're asking.
Yeah, right.
Well, you just think
coming up with answers.
You think about huge projects that are being done now across the state. I mean, right here, what's happening with the 75, 675 and everything mm-hmm. going on there.
Right.
I mean, that's just regular roadway. There's
right.
none of this technological innovation.
And it takes time and effort and money. And
And I don't know what the life expectancy of the project now is. I'm hoping for many, 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 many years. What I'm saying is that now you just built this. How do you incorporate these types of technologies into existing roadways? Would you have to do that, or would it be just simply something that could be done, as somebody else suggested in another story I saw, if it's not within the roadway itself, is it alongside the roadway where the proximity of the vehicle is enough that it could receive a charge?
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
I put all of this in the same category with the people who want to, let's put all the electrical wires underground, which we're told would be just an enormous expense to do that. And just think what it's going to cost to try to convert all the roads to something with this new technology. I think it's not going to be in our lifetime.
Better be in my mind. It better be in my lifetime, I can tell you that. Better be.
Yeah, it might be in yours.
Of the three members of the Morning Team Show of the possibility of lifetimes, Pat, you're it.
All right, that's fine.
You might be commenting on reality at some point when we're not around to do so. Actually engaging in actual driving a roadway such as that in the future.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting to talk about. I mean, these roadways of the future, where will it be?
Hang on to your wallet.
Well, I mean, just look how far we've come in the last 20 years, though. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, with technology, it's just, it is amazing how it goes. And so 20 years from now, we may be playing this back and say, wow, we sound like fools.
Ancient, yes. Like we didn't have any clue. I mean, what low expectations we had.
Yeah, right.
It's like we just invented the wheel.
Weren't we supposed to be having flying cars by now?
That's a whole other story, right? We wouldn't have to worry about charging roadways if we had flying cars.